WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
World music commentator Milo Miles says he has no idea why certain styles of world music suddenly seem to be everywhere with lots of new releases, but it happens. Right now, the hot discovery is Nawa music from Morocco. Nawa began as music performed by black slaves brought to Morocco from West Africa in the 16th century. Today it flourishes as a popular music used for healing and meditation in all-night ceremonies. As Milo notes, two members of the rock band Led Zeppelin are among current performers who have added to the mix without shaking the Nawa foundations.
Heard a kind of Nawa music if you are among the trezillion people who watch Jimmy Page and Robert Plant's unleaded performances on MTV, or have heard the cut City Don't Cry on their No Quarter CD. Overpriced little bit of thievery it is. Page and Plant's accompaniment for that number is very folky, very stark, which is a tip-off to one of the oddities of Nawa. At first, it doesn't seem like there's enough to it. The centerpiece of Nawa is a remarkable instrument called a gimbri, or sometimes sintir. The gimbri is described as a three-string bass or lute, but that doesn't get it. The strings are plucked for both drones and solos, the body of the gimbri is thumped for extra beats, and the neck includes a resonator that buzzes along with the strings. The sound is penetrating, varied, unmistakable. The rest of a basic Nawa group is a bunch of folks who sing call and response with the gimbri player and either clap their hands or metal castanets. Outdoor shows add a few drums, and that's it. In my limited experience, the most soulful Nawa singer and hypnotic gimbri player is Malim Mahmoud Gahanian. He has his first American release out, produced by Bill Laswell and featuring veteran avant jazz saxophonist Pharoah Sanders. It's called The Trance of Seven Colors, and while it does not include the dreamiest Mahmoud Gahanian performances I have heard, these are recorded with the finest detail and clearest sound balance. Mahmoud Gahanian has an import CD under his own name, which is highly endorsed as an example of pure Nawa, straight up. Impure Nawa, on the other hand, belongs to an expatriate Moroccan who lives in New York named Hassan Hakmoun. Thank you. Hawkmoon comes off as a grand zany, eager for every experiment to stretch the boundaries of Nawa. He's particularly fond of loud electric guitars, hip-hop rhythms, and rap cadences. Needless to say, he's hit his share of dead ends. But after years of dedicated tinkering, he's come up with an album called, yes, Trance, that is consistently wiggly and wild and not for dancers who are faint of foot. Nawa purists are no doubt horrified by Hawkmoon's latest, but it's not simply tossed salad and scrambled eggs. Hawkmoon has stitched together a deep internal structure to the fusions on Trance, and after a few passes, you will be in the Nawa.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. He writes about music for the Boston Globe and the New York Times.